Eric Kapinski with a female IME on Patricia Merrifield, Merrifield. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Merrifield as described in the reports listed above. She is now a 62-and-a-half-year-old woman who again relates she injured her right knee at work on 9/15/16. She initially underwent surgery for torn meniscus. Ultimately, she submitted to a total knee replacement. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. The rest of that is normal. New paragraph, as per the new record supplied, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Obeid on 1/26/22 for a follow-up in care. The right knee was aspirated. In all probability, she will require a revision of her total knee arthroplasty to improve her symptomatology. She underwent a knee for treatment evaluation on 6/27/22 with Dr. Cedar, SIDOR. He noted x-rays of the right knee on 8/2/21 showed no fractures and no evidence of joint effusion. The prosthetic components appeared intact and appropriately seated. There were no findings to suggest loosening of the periprosthetic fracture. X-rays were also done on 12/21/21, showing the implants were in good position with no evidence of loosening. The bone scan was negative. He performed a clinical exam and recommended against revision total knee arthroplasty at that time. She returned to him on 7/18/22 to take over treatment. He noted x-rays looked excellent with no evidence of loosening and a very good alignment. However, scratch that. The reason for increased amount of cement under the anterior flange of the femoral component is due to the anterior femoral notching that occurred during the placement of the initial patellofemoral replacement done elsewhere. However, even with this bone loss situation, her components are not loose at this time, as evidenced by review of the serial radiographs and her bone scan. Infection had been ruled out. He recommended that she try a Zynex, Z-Y-N-E-X, Nex, N-E-X, Wave, W-A-V-E. He explained the beauty of this device is that it was non-narcotic. She followed up on 1/16/23, relating this device did not help her, but she really did give it a good shot. Dr. Cedar thought she had some tendonitis in the knee in the form of quadriceps tendonitis and patella tendonitis. He offered performing injections for this. On 2/27/23, he performed soft tissue injection superficial to the quadriceps tendon. Insertion to the patella, comma, not intratendinous. At her follow-up on 3/20/23, she stated this helped her significantly. She continued to work full duty as a cashier, where she was standing all day. Examined the knee, found no signs of infection, and distal quadriceps was less tender. Range of motion was the same, and there was no effusion. He discharged her from care at that time. Physical exam. General appearance, there was tremor of her head, possibly as well as a twitch around her mouth. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed longitudinal scarring at the left knee, measuring 6 inches in length. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the... Actually, that scar is on the right knee. Motion of the right knee was from minus 15 to 65 degrees of flexion. Period. With her right leg up on the table while seated, this, she had 90 degrees of flexion. Period. Motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Many muscle testing was 4/5. Resisted right quadriceps and hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. There was global tenderness palpation anteriorly about the right knee, but there was none on the left. Paired knee maneuvers normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with an intelligent gait on the right, but did not utilize a handheld assisted device. Paired she was able to walk on her heels and toes without intelligent. Paired she changed position slowly and was able to squat to 15 degrees and rise. Paired the rest of this section is normal. Impressions. Insert what is marked from my 22 exam. Period. Since evaluated here, she underwent a need for treatment evaluation. Period. X-rays were done showing stability of her knee replacement. Period. She also had a negative bone scan, and laboratory studies were negative for an infection. Period. She did accept an injection to the knee from Dr. Cedar. Period. She evidently continues to work in a full duty capacity throughout this time. Period. New paragraph to current examination. Found there to be somewhat variable range of motion about the right knee. Period. There was global tenderness palpation anteriorly about the right knee. Paired provocative maneuvers there were negative. Paired although she had intelligent on the right, walking without a cane, she was able to walk on her heels and toes without difficulty. Paired new paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency will be inserted here. Also is marked from the latest report. And that is the end.